Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. If I remember correctly, it's been a while since we've shown a Western, so today we've got one of the best of them for you. It's The Magnificent Seven. This story of seven gunfighters, who are hired to protect a group of victimized Mexican farmers, is based on the equally classic Japanese film The Seven Samurai, directed by Akira Kurosawa. Star Yul Brynner acquired the American rights to the film, and John Sturges was brought in to direct. They then assembled an impressive cast for The Seven. Brynner was already a star, thanks to his work in The King and I, while co-stars Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, James Coburn, and Robert Vaughn were on the verge of their own stardom in movies and TV. While not as well known, Brad Dexter had a good career as a character actor and a producer, while Horst Buchholz would have a good following in European movies. There were several problems during filming, including a possible actor's strike, disputes over credit for the script, competition between the stars, particularly between Brynner and McQueen, and demands from the Mexican authorities regarding how the farmers would be portrayed. Upon release, the movie was a big box office hit, but it only received one Oscar nomination for Elmer Bernstein's iconic music. It would spawn three movie sequels, only the first of which would feature Brynner, a TV series, and a full remake in 2016, which you'll find in our DVD collection if you're interested in seeing it. It was also unofficially remade in 1980 as the cult favorite sci-fi movie Battle Beyond the Stars, with Robert Vaughn basically recreating his role from the original movie. The Magnificent Seven only received mixed reviews when it was first released, but in the years since then, the original's reputation has grown to where it is now considered one of the greatest westerns ever made, including being selected for the National Film Registry in 2013. And one particular good review it got was from Akira Kurosawa, who was so impressed with the film that he sent director John Sturges a samurai sword in appreciation. Meanwhile, our on-site DVD showings will be back to their regular schedule next week. We'll be running them on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. Refreshments will be available, but you can bring your own snacks, too. To check the latest schedule, or to sign up, please go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us and go to the events calendar page. You can also register over the phone by calling 908-754-7885. And we're still interested in hearing your comments and suggestions. You can pass them along by calling us, by posting them on our Facebook page, or by emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we really do appreciate your support of these movies, and we hope you enjoy today's feature. And now, from United Artists in 1960, here's The Magnificent Seven.